House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, a Republican from Texas, has engineered a change in House ethics rules. The new rules could help charity foundations such as his own, which benefits foster children. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Sunday before April 15th will find many Americans doing their income taxes, including adding up their $25 and $100 contributions to charity. But a handful of charity donors, those in the $10,000 to $250,000 range, will be spending that Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday as well, with House Majority Leader DeLay at a resort in Key Largo, Florida. A brochure calls the resort very natural, very exclusive, very, very special. There will be fishing, golfing, and private dinners. The money raised won't go to any election campaigns, but rather to the DeLay Foundation. Tom and Christine DeLay have run the charity since 1986 to help foster children. And that's where the rule change comes in. As arranged by DeLay and adopted by a House vote, the new rule allows other House members to join DeLay in Key Largo, with interest groups picking up their tab so long as the money is funneled through the foundation.
I believe that the right thing to do is to allow members of Congress to be able to raise money for charities that are helping the poor, abused, and the needy.
Stuart Roy, speaking for DeLay, says the rule change wasn't designed to encourage charity junkets or to help only the DeLay Foundation. In fact, the foundation might not even use it.
The irony is that we probably won't utilize it because we've reached our fundraising goals, and it may not be necessary to have more members travel to the event. Regardless, we think it's a good rule change because it helps charities increase their effectiveness.
Outside critics see it differently. In 1995, the newly elected Republican majority under House Speaker Newt Gingrich outlawed free trips for charity, in fact, all gifts. Here's Gingrich just before the vote.
I would urge my colleagues to vote for this amendment to end accepting gifts from lobbyists and others who give you the gift because you're a member of Congress. There's no way around it.
Since then, the flat-out ban has been gradually relaxed. But this change is the biggest yet. Even the Republican chairman of the House Ethics Committee, Joel Heffley of Colorado, argued against it. Fred Wertheimer, president of the watchdog group Democracy 21, says it's like a time warp.
What happened here is exactly what the Republicans used to complain about the Democrats doing when the Republicans were in the minority. It repealed a very important ethics rule, and now they're trying to go about their business as if nothing happened.
He says that with the new rule, lobbyists can curry favor on Capitol Hill by making charitable contributions to subsidized junkets. Wertheimer has been criticizing legislators' ethical practices as long as anyone in Washington. DeLay is just as foursquare in defense of lawmakers and their ethics and against nosy regulators. That's what makes this fight over charity trips a clash of the titans. Wertheimer challenged DeLay to identify the Key Largo donors. DeLay's spokesman Stuart Roy shot back that they would gladly disclose any contribution that Wertheimer might make. So Wertheimer gave $250 and again demanded full disclosure. Roy says, don't plan on any further response. At the Center for Individual Rights, a conservative civil liberties group, Director Eric Shippers says DeLay is right to defend the privacy of the big donors.
Frankly, they shouldn't be in a position to have to defend their contribution. And at the end of the day, it might serve as a very chilling effect on who gives to that organization in the future if the people who do give are suddenly bandied about by folks at Democracy 21 and others as having supported Tom DeLay's foundation.
Harvard University professor Dennis Thompson doesn't buy it. In 1995, he wrote the book Ethics in Congress. And to spare you the joke, it's thick, 240 pages. Thompson says DeLay might have made a rare misstep with this latest rule change.
Nobody would make it explicit, but if members are less in danger of being corrupted by gifts for charity than by gifts, say, for themselves, then that implies they must care more about personal gain than philanthropic causes. That suggests that they wouldn't be influenced by a gift to their favorite charity because they don't care as much about that.
DeLay's office says they expect five or six other House members to attend the 3 days at Key Largo. If their trips are subsidized, the members must, under law, disclose that fact. But not for another 13 months. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.